Living a life that depicts the teachings of Islam is the dream of every Muslim. Everyday Muslim, Saturdays 11 a.m. on Women Radio 91.7 is in collaboration with Muslim Public Affairs Center, NPAC. Everyday Muslim will address the misconceptions on Islam, foster a peaceful coexistence, and guide the everyday Muslim on the journey in Islam. Everyday Muslim, Saturdays 11 a.m. on Women Radio 91.7. Simplified understanding of the deen.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you until I took the first step. That's when you open the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. All praises to Allah, all praises to Allah. صليت بكل الأنبياء يا من في قلبك رحمة للناس يا من ألفت قلوبا بالإسلام يا حبيبي يا شافعي يا رسول الله بأمي وأبي فديتك سيدي صلاة وسلام عليك يا نبي حبيبي يا محمد أتيت بالسلام والهدى محمد حبيبي
for the good life. I wanna wake up in the morning with a smile, wear a crown, go out and have some fun. Gonna take away the worries on my mind, over them on one side. 'Cause every day is like a brand new story with a written line. And no matter the weather, it's all gonna be alright.
I know my life ain't perfect, but I don't have to worry, 'cause I've got all that I need right here in my life. I know my life ain't perfect, but I like the way it's going, 'cause I've got all that I need right here in my life.
Thank you for the good.
All the times that I needed a friend, I praise Allah that my sinners would end. Then He sent you to me, I can't comprehend how I could deserve such a blessing from Him. And it made me wanna write a song, 'cause I needed you to know that you're my girl and we're a team, girl. You complete my team, girl. And I'll never be moving on. I'll be there by your side when times are rough. You're feeling down, girl. I'll still be around, girl. My mama, she likes you and she'll like everyone. And that's how I knew that I'll be the one. I've been so caught up in myself, didn't think that someone else could help me see how to be a better me. 'Cause God, I love the way you look so much. Help me see, I just want you to myself.
Assalamu alaikum.
From right above, champion and ace in love, the ones you say you're the chosen one, the chosen love of the light of the night, and the prophet for all humanity to spread the word.
Salamun, 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 salam, salamun, 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 salam, salamun, 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 salam. سلام 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 جعلنا السلام شيارا لنا وباسم السلام التقينا هنا لتجعل يا رب أيامنا على هذه الأرض بشرى السلام Peaceful peace. We made peace a symbol of ours. In the name of peace, we gather here now. Oh Lord, please make these days of ours on this earth
and filled with peace. Salam, 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 salam. Salam, 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 salam. Salam, 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 salam. Salam, 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 salam. فيا رب إنك أنت السلام ومنك السلام وعندك السلام لأمرك يرجع أمر الأنام وبين يديك قلوب الأنام peaceful 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 peace peaceful 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 peace so Lord indeed Salam, from you comes salam, and with you is salam. To you belongs the command of all things. Between your hands are the hearts of all beings. Salam, 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 salam. 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 Salam, 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 salam.
I look, I look, I look, I see. I see a world of beauty. I touch, I touch, I touch, I feel. I feel a world around so real. And everything I do, I dedicate to you. 'Cause you made me, I am for you. I listen, 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 I hear.
Listen, listen, hear.
I hear the words of God so clear.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Listeners at home, I am Abdul Hakim Qasim and I welcome you again to this wonderful program on radio Everyday Muslim Show on Women Radio 91.7 FM This day, this on Saturday, May 18th, 2024 corresponding to the 10th of Dhul-Qa'dah 1445 AH. We are exactly one little month to Eid al-Adha. Allahu Akbar. Very, very soon. So in 1 month time, we'll be celebrating the Eid al-Adha, or what people call here Eid al-Kabir, the festival of slaughtering. And I'm sure a lot of us are actually looking up towards that particular day. Inshallah, bi qudratillah. It'll be coming in the middle of June. So, you know, just continue to expect it. So on the Everyday Muslim Show, we try to address misconceptions about Islam, foster peaceful coexistence within the society and guide the everyday Muslim on their journey to Islam. And today, inshallah, bi qudratillah, would also be discussing something very, very important and useful to us, for us to guide our activities, inshallah. So today we'll be looking at prophetic medicine. Prophetic medicine, what in Arabic people call Tibbun Nabawi, what is called Tibbun Nabawi in Arabic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Gospel and Quran chapter 16 verse 68, God said, and your Lord inspired the bees, saying, take your habitations in the mountains and in the trees and in what you erect. Then eat of all fruits and follow the ways of your Lord, which he has made easy for you. There comes forth from their bellies, that is the bellies of the bees, a drink of varying color, wherein is healing for mankind. Verily in this is indeed a sign for people who reflect. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also reported to have said in a hadith collected by Abu Dawood that make use of medical treatment, for Allah has not made a disease
without appointing a remedy for it, with the exception of one disease, and that is death. So the only disease that does not have a cure is death. For every other disease, we have been given the injunction, the prophetic injunction from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that we need to conduct medical research to seek out cures for diseases known to the whole world. Any disease whatsoever, it is expected of us to seek cures for them. On the program today, we like to clarify the meaning of prophetic medicine in a very comprehensive manner and to provide a compass for listeners to help them navigate health challenges in a way that will make them achieve wellness and good health in a pure, ethical and lawful way in accordance with the principles of Islam. So inshallah, today we will be doing that. So let us take note of it. So we are looking at prophetic medicine on the program today. We'll be right back.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran, the big and small. A way. Depends upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no flaws. The Lord of Allah. Away.
You're still listening to Everyday Muslim on WFM 91.7, and I am your host for today, Abdul Hakim Qasim. Like I said earlier in the introductory session, I told us that we will be discussing a prophetic medicine, what is known in Arabic as Tibbi Nabawi. We'll be joined later on the program by naturopath Abdullah Oyekole Andrew. But before then, just for you to know, when we talk about prophetic medicine, what exactly do we mean? Prophetic medicine is a medical knowledge gained from the sayings, teachings, and deeds of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him. Remedies of prophetic medicine include minor surgery that involves wet cupping therapy, many medicinal plants, natural drinks, and food recommended by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for their beneficial effects to health, disease prevention, and treatment. Both therapeutic and preventive aspects are present in prophetic medicine. All therapies from prophetic medicine are natural antioxidants, including al-hijama, that's an Arabic word that refers to prophetic medicine's wet cupping therapy, which works by clearing the body of harmful pathological chemicals by excreting excess oxidants. The medical literature is currently fertile ground for innovative studies on the subject. Of prophetic medical cures. Recently, prophetic medicine remedies has been reported as adjuvant or holistic treatments to many human ailments, including viral hepatitis, trauma, drug poisoning, and other diseases such as thalassemia. These remedies also include Nigella sativa, olive oil, ajwa date, and many other types of foods.
Medical knowledge gained from religious texts should not be ignored, as it has a spiritual aspect and concentrates more on natural products that are available cheap and gain public trust. One thing you must realize is the fact that it is Allah himself, God himself, through the guidance of his prophet, that has recommended all these things put together that we know as a prophetic medicine. So one thing that we must know is, beyond the fact that you have the medical and physical benefits of consuming some of these things, there are also spiritual implications to them, because some of them we might not know the wisdom behind it, but God has, in his divine wisdom, has a reason for recommending some of these things for us. So, medical knowledge gained from religious texts should not be ignored, as it has spiritual aspect and concentrates more on natural products that are available. The Quran, the prophetic traditions and sayings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are religious, spiritual, scientific, and influence the medical and anatomical texts. The purpose and treatment methodologies of the prophetic medicine remedies are quite diverse and expand to include treating so many diseases in different medical specialties. Al-Hijama, that is, wet cupping therapy, for instance, was reported to treat autoimmune diseases, cancer, hematological conditions, chest diseases, gastrointestinal diseases, among others. So, it is for us to understand the fact that there are wide areas of application of prophetic medicine. While the prominent works focused on treatment of the hadith related to, health dates from several centuries after the Hijrah, Sahih al-Bukhari and other earlier collections included these as well. Abdullah ibn Bustam al-Naisaburi's Tibb al-A'imma, aggregating the legacy of several, imams of Iranian origin, is widely considered to be the first known treatise on prophetic medicine, although it is rooted in a somewhat different cosmology. Book 76 of the canonical al-Bukhari corpus is entitled Medicine and includes over 100 traditions, 76 loosely related to medicine, covering topics ranging from precautions against leprosy and epidemics to forbidding of alcohol and suicide. Then we have Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyya, is also a scholar in the 13th century, produced one of the most influential works about prophetic medicine in his 277 chapter book At-Tibb an-Nabawi. Al-Jawziyya deals with a diversity of treatments as recommended by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but also engages with ethical concerns, discussing malpractice and the hallmarks of the competent doctor. Ethics of medical practice continue to be an important marker of Islamic medicine for so many people. Al-Jawziyya also elaborates on the relationship between medicine and religion. A theologian renowned for his exegetical endeavors, As-Suyuti, also composed two works on prophetic medicine, one of which was on sexual relations as ordered by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As-Suyuti's other manuscript divides medicine into three types. We have the traditional medicine, spiritual medicine, and preventive medicine. For example, you have dietary regimen and exercise. So, along with Al-Jawziyya, Al-Suyuti also included commentary that spoke to dealing with contagion and thus was relevant to the Black Death in the Islamic world. Ibn al-Khatib also addressed the Black Death and his belief in the contradiction between hadith and science regarding plagues, which may have led to his execution by strangulation for heresy, although the court dealing with the case never reached a conclusive statement, and the event was recorded to have been largely influenced by the enemies of Ibn Khatib. So, but basically, what we're saying, both works address bioethical issues of abortion and conception, issues like the idea of Islamic medical heritage as being holistic continue to be important in construction of modern Islamic identity. Other notable works include those of Ibn Tulun and Al-Zahabi. All these scholars, what they try to do is using prescriptions from the glorious Quran and the traditions of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, were able to come up with a body of knowledge known as prophetic medicine, through which different diseases, ailments, including even those that are beyond physical but even extend to the esoteric realm, were actually treated using the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now there are some basic principles that we need to know which guide prophetic medicine. Now, we have the holistic prophetic medicine emphasizes the interconnectedness of the mind, body, and soul. This holistic perspective ensures that treatments are not just about curing physical ailments, but also about nurturing spiritual well-being. Like I said, you know, the comprehensive nature of Islam makes us understand that it's not everything that is even just physical. And when you are treating diseases, or when you are treating ailments in people, some are not even physical, some are psychological, and some are even spiritual. So you need a comprehensive approach beyond just probably the recommendation of drugs, the use of medicines, the use of plants, or the use of chemical products to cure some of these ailments. There are some that are actually psychological in nature, and they are really not about physical ailments. And in addressing some of such, you don't use the orthodox medicine or medical processes to address some of this. For instance, if someone has actually been afflicted probably by a spiritual attack or something like that, you don't use drugs to address such. But Islam already, in terms of its comprehensive nature, and that's for us to understand the fact that this way of life is God's design for mankind itself. And for as much as you want to know, it is important that you follow this guidance. That's how you will be able to live meaningful life. You will live good health, and at the end of the day, you would have a sound mind to worship your Lord, to relate with people, and at the end of the day, you have a very, very peaceful and healthy society. All right, so I will go on a short break. When we come back, the program continues. Please stay with us.
عش بفخر في الحياة لا تبالي فالمعالي في التحدي لا سوى كن سعيدا كن فريدا عش بفخر في الحياة لا تبالي فالمعالي في التحدي لا سوى في التحدي لا سوى حرر النفس ولا تحيا هباء يا ربيعا أنت والعطر الرداء حرر ليس كل الناس أهل للعلاء خذ قرارا وانطلق لا تنتظر ليس كل الناس أهل للعلاء ليس كل الناس أهل للعلاء كن سعيدا كن فريدا عش بفخر في الحياة لا تبالي فالمعالي في التحدي لا سوى كن سعيدا كن فريدا عش بفخر في الحياة لا تبالي بالمعالي بالتحدي لا سوى بالتحدي لا سوى ذلك الدهر الذي ترضى به هل يراك الكون من صناعه.
Alright, you are still listening to Everyday Muslim on WFM 91.7, and this is just to let you know that you can be a part of this program by calling the number 07000 917 917. I'll take that again, 07000 917 917. You can also send SMS or WhatsApp to the number 0703 175 6537 0703 1756537. You can actually send in your messages. You can share experiences with us. You know, we are discussing prophetic medicine. I'm sure probably some of us might have experienced, in the use of this, drugs, or probably you have used orthodox, approaches to address some of your health issues before, and probably someone now recommended prophetic medicine that you were able to use and you're able to get a cure for it. So I would want you to share your experiences with us. I know quite well that I was involved at a time in a particular seminar where a professor of medicine came to share experience that, in fact, they're actually undertaking, they're carrying out a particular research, they're working on it, trying to find out if truly they can use black seed to actually cure HIV. And he said that there are some of those patients that were undergoing treatment at that point in time. And to a large extent, he said the black seed indeed worked on them in trying to, reduce the level of the virus within their system. So, and as of then, it's about 6-7 years ago, 2017 thereabout. And he said the research is still ongoing because they still have a number of patients that they're actually testing at the therapy on as of then, but I have not been able to meet Professor Adedeji since then. He was the one that actually shared that experience with us. So that's to tell you the efficacy of our prophetic medicine. Then beyond that, I know for some people they've actually undertaken exorcism to address spiritual attacks that some people have come under. I know someone who's now a student of the University of Lagos, in fact, and he's in his final year. Before even getting admission whatsoever, he came under this attack and was misbehaving. Different things were tried, but eventually with what we call exorcism, which is improvised using the process of Rukia, alhamdulillah, he was able to get a cure from it, and today he's living a meaningful life. He's a student of engineering in his final year at the University of Lagos. So that's an experience. So I don't know what your own experience is. Feel free to share such experience with us. You can call the number 07000 917 917. You can also send a message, SMS or WhatsApp, to the number 0703 175 6537. All right. So while I expect your feedback, and just before we went on break, I wanted to talk about the core principles of prophetic medicine. There are principles guiding the use and adoption of prophetic medicine. First is that of holistic approach. Like I said, prophetic medicine emphasizes interconnectedness of the mind, body, and soul. So it's not just about the body alone that you're trying to find a physical cure, but you must understand that both there are connections between the mind, the body, and the soul. So this holistic perspective ensures that treatments are not just about curing physical ailments, but also about nurturing spiritual well-being. Another principle is that of natural remedies. Many hadith of the Prophet details his recommendations on using natural ingredients like honey, black seed, and dates. For instance, said, in the black seed there is healing for every disease except death. You find that hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. So that's to tell us that prophetic medicine also emphasizes natural remedies. So there are so many materials that are natural, that are gifts of nature. When I say gifts of nature, it is God himself that bestowed those materials on us, for us to use, and for that reason the usage of some of these materials would in their natural form would also assist us in getting it. So it also falls under our prophetic medicine. So it's one of the principles that we go natural. Beyond that is another principle, is that of the emphasis on prevention. The Arabs will say al-ilaj khayrun min al-ruqa, that prevention is better than cure. So many So in this regard, prophetic teachings often highlight the importance of prevention over cure. So regular practices like hand washing, maintaining personal hygiene, and eating in moderation all play a pivotal role in maintaining good health. For instance, you know that the etiquette of eating in Islam emphasizes that whether or not you want to make use of a spoon, wash your hands properly before you and after eating, whether or not you want to make use of a spoon. So you might wonder why, because at any point in time, sometimes some people would, yeah, you make use of your, spoon, fork or knife. But one way or the other, sometimes, especially for those of us that probably take some food substances that are very tough, sometimes you are taking your beef and, you know, the fork and knife might be proven to be ineffective. So some people, when they want to save time, the next thing is just use their hand and they consume. Imagine a hand that you actually did not wash before you commenced eating. So then talking about moderation even in eating, first of all, Allah recommended that you divide, for your consumption, you take some part of your system, let it be for food, some part reserved for water, then the other part reserved for air. So that at the end of the day, you not feel too heavy. You have enough water to hydrate your system. You have the food that you have eaten that will provide you with the energy, and you still have space to breathe appropriately. As I said, we are a group of people that we don't eat unless we are hungry, and when we eat, we don't get satisfied. So that at the end of the day, you see, you don't live your life to eat. See, we eat to live. We don't live to eat. See, by the time we apply some of these measures, as recommended by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you would understand that you will be able to achieve good health. And all these recommendations form part of what we call a prophetic medicine. So it is important for us to take note of some of these things. So eating moderately, maintaining personal hygiene, and a whole lot of other things emphasizes the preventive nature of prophetic medicine. So the question that you might want to ask is, why should anyone in this 21st century embrace or even want to explore, for whatsoever reason, prophetic medicine? Yes. You know, some people will feel like, why do I need prophetic medicine when I know that I could actually just take, paracetamol, regardless of the brand, and if I'm feeling headache, I can use this, or I have this particular issue, I can use this drug, I can use that drug. So why bother? Why talk about prophetic medicine, all these natural things? And especially in this 21st century, a lot of us even attach, superstitious beliefs to anything that is natural, especially, because we tend to believe that, oh, our forefather, they are superstitious set of people, and this is what and what and what. So if it is not, from the orthodox medicine that we already know, alternative medicine does not cut it with us. So why should anyone consider prophetic medicine? We need to understand that in today's fast-paced world, where quick fixes often override lasting solutions, the ancient wisdom of prophetic medicine provides a much-needed respite. Prophetic medicine promotes natural healing, emphasizing balance and moderation, which can be very, very transformative. Well, at the same time, the blend of spiritual and medical knowledge in Islamic tradition is profound. A deep dive into historical accounts like those shared on the National Library of Medicine's exhibit showcases the rich legacy of health and healing in Islamic history. If this intrigues you, here's a call to action. Delve deeper into the life and teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, by exploring his life and some of the things that he was able to achieve while on earth here. So you understand that it is an opportunity for you to learn, reflect, and transform. All right. We have this message on WhatsApp. Assalamu alaikum. Although I can't see your name. He says, I would like to appreciate the explanation and awareness on the prophetic medicine today. My experience with it has to do with the aspect of ijama, that is cupping. which has helped my old mother reduce pain by reducing inflammation. Wow, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. So I think it's important for Muslims to look more into understanding and exploring the benefits of this prophetic practice by certified practitioners. And also, may I use this platform to call on government for the regulation of the prophetic medicine in order to assure compliance with Sharia and safety. Thank you very much. I would like to appreciate that message. So it's to let us understand that, yes, it is real and it's efficacious, very, very effective, the use of prophetic medicine. So, but then, you know, just like life generally is, anything, you know, being practiced can also be open to abuse, and that's why there is a need for regulation on the use of prophetic medicine. Because so many people today were just some are actually ordinary sellers. You know, they sell some of these materials. Someone selling olive oil, someone selling honey, someone selling black seed, someone selling what's this other leaf that became popular some years back. You know, especially even during the period of COVID. You know. Some of these things, they are normal sellers. They are not practitioners. But because they sell, the next thing is some of them will just graduate to a prophetic medicine practitioner and will start recommending treatment when they are not really even certified. So it is important that we take note of this. So we also have this. We have this from Bola. Thank you very much. She says, Assalamu alaikum, thank you for this good topic. In addition to all you have said, prophetic medicine is an habit to prevent illness and diseases, but does not deter you from seeking medical attention and investigation. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's true. See, one thing we must realize that in today's world, we need to combine all the opportunities that we have. Now, if we have sophisticated and standard practices of testing before any doctor would even commence any diagnosis or treatment on you, the first thing you have to actually do the test. So the test will provide a prognosis of what exactly to look for and what exactly you need to treat. So you cannot just go ahead, I'm having headaches, so the next thing is let me go and take drugs. Just like a lot of us abuse even the orthodox medicine. See, someone says I have headache and the next thing I should go and take paracetamol. Yeah, OTC drugs, yes, you can say it's over the counter, but the reality is it is not everything that we experience that requires the use of drugs. Some are just symptoms of something that is wrong with us. So it is important that we seek the advice of a doctor. We conduct tests properly before we can say this is exactly what we need to use. And even in using your drugs, any drugs whatsoever, be it prophetic medicine or even the orthodox medicine, you must understand that, you know, you have a medical history. So getting across your doctor will help you a great deal to know, okay, what regimen of you know, therapy would be recommended for you. So you don't just go ahead and start using drugs because you think like, oh, someone has used it in the past. You know, this practice that we even have in Nigeria, that someone has used this before, so you to go and use it, it will work for you. No. Our body systems are quite different. We have, you know, different, you know, ways by which our bodies react to things. So you need to understand what kind of body system, you know, that you have, the kind of body system that you have, and how you react to some of these drugs. You know, some of us have allergies. So if you don't take care, you might think because something works for someone, you might have, you know, antigens in your body that will probably even react against, you know, some of these drugs and will not even make it effective for you. So imagine that you just go ahead and start using drugs. So that you only use prophetic medicine does not mean that you cannot use the conventional practice of testing to even diagnose what exactly is wrong with you. And there's nothing even saying that you cannot even use that together with the orthodox medicine, provided that is guidance from a registered doctor or a certified prophetic medicine practitioner who would actually guide you on how exactly to go about some of this. And for those that are properly even certified, they don't even begin any treatment with you without actually conducting tests. So the normal tests that we do, go to labs and check yourself and things like that, there are things that people do. So it is important that, we take note of this. So it is very, very critical for us to take note of that. So like I said, 07000 07000 07000 917 917 is the number if you want to call, and if you want to send a message, 0703 175 6537, 0703 175 6537 is the number to send a message to us via SMS or WhatsApp. So we still like that you share your experience with us concerning the use of a prophetic medicine. So you should know that when we talk about this prophetic medicine, there are things that we need to take note of, and that has also includes the fact that we need to integrate prophetic medicine into modern life. Incorporating the principles of prophetic medicine into today's lifestyle might seem challenging, but with a bit of determination and awareness, it is entirely feasible. Moreover, you need to actually focus on balance. Overindulgence, whether in food or lifestyle habits, can lead to a plethora of health issues. The teachings of prophetic medicine serve as a timeless reminder to practice moderation. Like I said, see, everything that is a need for moderation. Just like last week, when we were discussing a balance, finding a balance, you know, not too lax and not too extreme. It is important that you take note of it. So because doing that, for instance, would assist you to be able to achieve such a balance. And when you achieve such a balance, even in the use of prophetic medicine, where you can integrate the modern medical practice with this legacy of prophetic medicine that we inherited from the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is something that you need to take note of. So we'll go on a quick break. When we come back, the program would continue. Please stay with us.
سبحان الله والحمد لله لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر You can say times or more, you feel a beat inside and it'll open every door. That's the Subhanallah
you welcome back. It's still Everyday Muslim on WFM 91.7. You know, we are discussing prophetic medicine, and I have taken us through what exactly doing that prophetic medicine, with some references from the Quran and even the hadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and some of those things I'll probably need to know about prophetic medicine, from the fact that it came from the hadith sources combined together on the recommendation by Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the use of some materials and so many other things like that. So like I said, we have a guest in the studio, naturopath Abdullah Oyekole Andrew. He is the CEO of the Criterion Tradiomedical Herbal Home, the founder of Criterion Life App. He is a highly skilled and experienced naturopath, marriage counselor, and sex coach. He is dedicated to helping individuals and couples achieve optimal health, harmony, and fulfillment in their personal lives. So you're welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alright, so very quickly, since we've been talking about prophetic medicine all the while, now, let me ask, are there potential risks or limitations associated with the use of prophetic medicine, and how can we navigate around some of these concerns? Because some people will feel like, when I have orthodox medicine, you're not talking about this other one that I don't even know how efficacious it is. So are there limitations to the use of prophetic medicine?
Naam, alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ba'd. About limitations in using prophetic medicine, I would say yes, there are some potential limitations, and just as all fields, all healthcare aspects, there will always be some strengths and some limitations. And some of the limitations, in regards to prophetic medicine, is often due to misinterpretation of some texts. Just as it happens to one of the scholars that preceded, he was going through the hadith of the Prophet where he said, Habatu Sauda, that the black seed is a cure for all ailments. But due to misinterpretation, he misread what the Prophet meant, and he interpreted it as Hayatu Sauda, meaning black snake is a cure for all ailments. Wow. So, and due to that, he killed a lot of people instead of, trying to. So misinterpretation and using some text out of, believing that yes, black seed is a cure for all ailments, but it has, there are some
ways
behind it. There are some explanation behind it. Okay. So, if we understand that yes, this is a prophetic medicine, and it means that it's coming directly from the prophet's mouth, but there are some other, there are some scholars that have explained extensively on those, prophetic recommendations, and we don't just use them out of, out of context, so we don't cause harm and thinking that we are causing, we are doing good. So misinterpretation is a major problem, and also there's some research there's ongoing research, okay, on the field of prophetic medicine, so as to, because most recommendations from the prophets, they come as they come as principle,
mm-hmm,
they come as basis, like, okay, this particular plant, it has like 20 medicinal values. So it is now the scholars, and it is, with consistent research, we know, okay, what can this particular plant, can this particular substance take care of. So because of time, so misinterpretation and
okay, probably beyond black seed, because it seems black seed is the most popular among all these items that Professor Hassan has recommended, probably beyond the black seed, what other items or aspects of prophetic medicine that can people explore today? Because I know for a lot of people, when you hear prophetic medicine, the first thing that comes to probably their mind is black seed.
Okay.
So apart from black seed, what other things can people use?
There are so many recommendations from the prophets apart from just black
just
seed.
List some of them.
The prophet himself, like olive oil, that's okay, zaytun. Okay. In the hadith of the prophet narrated in Sunan Tirmidhi, the prophet said, use the zaytun and use it as, use it to rub your body, for verily it is from a blessed tree. Okay. And also dates is being recommended by the prophet, grapes is recommended by the prophet, honey and vinegar, zamzam water, so many plants and substances are being recommended by the prophet for their medicinal purposes.
Alright, now, how accessible is this prophetic medicine to people from different cultural or religious backgrounds? Because some will say probably it's just something that it is only meant for Muslims. So
Okay.
How about people probably that are not Muslims or even people that are non Arabs and they are spreading their can they also benefit from this?
Yes. Most of, or in fact, all of these prophetic recommended plants, herbs, it's not that it is when the prophets came that they just started
using
them. So, in fact, black seed have been used for thousands of years, even before the prophets. So many of these plants and herbs have been used. So they are just being confirmed by the prophets. Mm. So, like now, garlic, the prophets talked a lot on garlic. So should we say garlic is only restricted to the Muslims?
Okay.
So it's meant for everyone. So they are just confirmed that, yes, this truly is very medicinal. So they are accessible to, for everyone. They are accessible everywhere. So it doesn't have to do with only Muslims. Everyone, as far as human being is concerned.
All right. So, like what and what should we expect from the practitioner of the prophetic medicine? I'm saying this in the light of the fact that we know the conventional medical practice probably started with just recommendations before. Now we have surgeries being done. We have different machines being developed to assist with diagnosis, to assist with this. Like, what are some of the probably researches that are ongoing in the area of prophetic medicine that we can say will probably, in the nearest future, these are the things we'll probably look out for?
Now, there's so many ongoing research on, you know, on prophetic medicine, on how best we can make use of these scriptural, you know, recommended plants and herbs. And with that, you know, different ailments are coming, we are, you know, coming up, we are, you know, getting different diseases, different, so those in the field of research and that specialize in prophetic medicine, they are engaging in series of researches on how those prophetic recommended plants, how they can be used for, you know,
different
yes, and also, you know, part of prophetic medicine is scooping therapy. The way they recommended hijama, that's hijama, and he said, in the Ahsan amount of the way to be al hijama, the best form of treatment for your ailments is hijama. So there are so many scholarly works on how best can we use hijama.
In fact, one of our listeners actually even sent in a message, you know, trying to share experience that, in fact, that cupping thing practice has actually been used to assist her mother in overcoming inflammation.
But so, that's one of the
in real life experience that has been shared. So probably only final notices. So how can people incorporate prophetic medicine, especially its principles, into their daily lives for better health and well-being?
Now, the principles of prophetic medicine, among the principles of prophetic medicine is al-wiqayatu khayru min al-ilaj, that is, prevention is better than cure. You know, prophetic medicine is an aspect of natural medicine. It's an aspect of traditional natural medicine. And amongst our principles is that we try to prevent the ailments by living healthy lives, by, you know, eating, consuming healthy foods, being active, staying active, and, you know, having good sleep, having good mental health. So with this, we try to stay healthy. And if, you know, by prevention we are afflicted with some sort of diseases, then we take the appropriate measures to address them by, you know, meeting experts, because it's best to consult professionals before, you know, addressing our health issues, so we get the best form of treatment.
All right. Checking the time has been fast spent. So this is how far I would be able to go on the program today. We'd like to appreciate naturopath Abdullah Andrew for the experiences that you have shared with us, although for at this very short time, I can understand that the logistical challenges that you face. But regardless, we thank God that you're able to still make it. So I would thank you, our listeners out there, that we appreciate you. We are here because we know you are there, so we appreciate you, including all those who sent in messages. Like to appreciate you for the feedback that you have given us. So thank you very much for listening, and we pray that
with regardless of whether or not with prophetic material, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually save us from all forms of health challenges that we might be going through in our daily life. So let's know that every Muslim, inshallah, will make its way back next week, same time, same station, next week, 11 a.m., same station, WFM. Till then, I remain Abdul Hakim Qasim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.